On the line now, I have Deborah Tiernan from the Fingal County Council. Hello, Deborah. How are you?
Hello, Noel. How are you?
I was talking to you last year about this, wasn't I?
You were. Yeah, we had the goats up on Hoth Hill for about 6 weeks last year.
Mm-hmm.
So they're back.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a year. I'm beginning to feel very old all of a sudden.
It's flew, didn't it? It went so fast. They've been out in Newbridge Farm, a traditional farm out in Dunabate for the winter. Mm-hmm. So they're back out on Hoth Head now.
Okay, and you've increased them a bit, haven't you?
Yeah. Last year we had three nannies, so three mom goats. We had Maggie May, Lucy Lou, and Grace O'Malley. And this year, Lucy Lou just gave birth to twins, so she is back in Newbridge Farm until the twins get a little bit older. So we brought some other goats up. So we have Maggie May, who's still the leader at the back, and we have Grace O'Malley, who's gotten much bigger now in the year. You won't believe the difference in her. And mm-hmm. then we also have Pippa, who's an Anglo-Nubian goat. Last year we just had Golden Guernseys. And Pippa's two kids, who we haven't named yet. And then we have another Golden Guernsey called Delilah.
Okay.
So we've got four grown-ups and two babies out there at the minute.
Okay, I'll take this time now to say that people can look up www.goatsforhoth.ie, also on Twitter and Facebook. Incidentally, Deborah, how do you get the names for them?
Well, Grace O'Malley was named. We had a competition last year. There's three primary schools on the peninsula.
Mm-hmm.
And we ran like a colouring competition where each of the kids were asked to draw a picture of a goat and name it. And then we picked the winning entry. And we just thought Grace O'Malley was lovely because, you know, the whole connotation, she's the pirate queen from the west of Ireland.
And she was in Hoth.
That whole connection. So that was how Grace O'Malley was named. We named the other two. We named the Maggie May and Lucy Lou. And the twins that are up there at the minute, Pippa's twins, who haven't yet been named, we're going to run a naming competition again this week with the local schools out in Hoth.
Okay, I'm just thinking of the kids that maybe named Lucy Liu are the fans of TV for Lucy Liu. I can't remember. I know she was in the movie of Charlie's Angels and lots of other things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I can't remember the TV. She was in some about lawyers. I'm not sure. Which one was it?
I don't know, but Lucy Liu, who is out in Newbridge now, because she just gave birth to twin boys. And they're the first boys that we've had, because all the rest of them, the moms and the babies, have all been girls. So, and they're still out in Hoth, they're out in Newbridge Farm at the minute, because Lucy Liu was a bit of an older mom and stuff. But we named the two boys Joe and Vinny after the farmers that took care of the goats all over the winter. So it's Farmer Joe is in Newbridge and Farmer Vinny is in Newbridge, and now they have two little goats named after them.
Okay. Maybe we'd call one Deborah, one of the girls, maybe, after yourself.
Seeing
as you've got them up there, why not? And you're having a celebration photo opportunity as well. Tell me about that.
We had that. That was a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah. Where we had, I guess it was, we invited a lot of the local people and a lot of the community groups out in Hoth, and the local children from the Borough School came up. It's traditional practice. Now, I hadn't ever really heard of it before, but in the Alps and in other places across Europe, where the goats go, they come down for a summer pasture and they go up to the mountain for winter pasture. And when they're coming down for summer pasture, they would wear garlands around their necks and bells and stuff. So we thought it'd be a super cute idea. So we got the local schools involved, and they designed garlands for the goats. So there was a welcoming back ceremony last week where the goats were brought back, and they were wearing all their beautiful garlands, and it was really exciting. And we had local people out playing some music and singing some songs and took some photographs. It was a great day.
Okay, just as well, whereabouts are they situated? Are they roaming free, or are they in some kind of enclosure?
No, they're in an enclosure. They're in a galvanised fenced area. It's about 50 by 50 metres. So it's about 2,500 metres squared. We didn't, because it was so new to bring them back to the Hill of Hoth, we didn't just want to land them out there and just, you know, see what happened. Mm-hmm. We didn't know how the local people would take to them, or how they would take to the hill. Would they run off?
Mm-hmm.
Would there be maybe possibly people coming out to do harm or whatever? So we said, look, we'll enclose them in for the start. And that's kind of what this pilot project is about. They're there until September, October.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in an enclosed area. where they can't get out and dogs can't get in. And then we'll see how successful it is. We'll see how it works in terms of public relations and the local community and all that. And we would hope that they would be a roaming herd with some sort of goat herder in the future. So there would be somebody out with them for the summer months from dawn till dusk, walking with them outside of an enclosed area, and then they would be brought in at night time.
Okay, yeah, because it's quite busy up there anyway, up around the summit. I'm assuming that's where they are, and there's visitors there. Even in the winter, I'm inclined to go up there myself, so it's busy all the time.
Yeah, it is. Holt is lovely, but it's neither fish nor fowl. Like, it's not rural, but it's not city either. So, as you say, there's a lot of amenity pressure up there. There's lots of walkers, there's lots of dogs, there's lots of tourists. So it's trying to marry the two. It's trying to get the balance right, you know. It's trying to, because they're actually doing an important job up there. They're not just up there for, you know, for the tourist attraction. They're the heathland that grows all over Howth requires some sort of management. And Fingal County Council are involved in managing that heathland. And in the past, well, years ago, like up until about 40 years ago, as with most of the country, you would have had a lot of animals grazing land like that. So the heathland would stay at a certain height, and it would stay interesting in terms of the plants that were there and the animals, the birds and the butterflies. But then that kind of, that grazing by animals has been reduced and has been changed. So in Howth, I think the last goat left about 40 years ago. So as a result, the heathland is kind of growing, and what's common is becoming more common, and the rarer things are becoming rarer, and the heathland is losing its structural diversity. Okay. So in terms of biodiversity, because heathland is a really important habitat protected by European legislation, we said, right, we have to do something about this. So in the past, we were just going in and cutting it at a massive cost in terms of money and manpower. So we're just exploring this idea of, can goats graze parts of the heathland and keep it in good
condition. Well, it's a very innovative idea, I have to say, because as you're saying yourself, it's as well as being great for the whole landscape of Howth and people going up there, it's for the environment. But in the future, do you think it would become full-time at any time? Is that viable at all? Where they'd be there?
I'd like to think so. We were down in Mayo there at the start of the year, and there's a great project going on down there where they're looking at the old Irish goat. The genotype of the old Irish goat is a much wilder goat than what we have. And again, they're exploring kind of this national idea of how can we keep the landscape in a more natural way using animals. And I'd really like to see that they could come up to Howth maybe during the winter months, because they're a much hardier, much sturdier animal. They could be left out, you know, whereas the ones that we have at the minute are almost a domesticated goat, the Golden Guernseys and the Anglo-Nubians. I hope so. As I say, next year or the year after, we're going to try it out with leaving them out of the enclosure more and having a person who's a goat herder walk around with the animals during the summer months.
Okay.
And again, just see how it goes, because we've got, you know, as we were talking about, we've got all the different things going on in Howth, all the tourists, all the dogs, all the people. So it's not like it's up the Wicklow Mountains or it's down the west of Ireland or it's up in Donegal. It's trying to get the balance right between the two of them things.
Okay, it's a year now and it's your project. Do you get very protective of them now, like the mother of the goats now?
Yeah, absolutely. And Mark is always saying to me, I don't want to come home now and see a goat out in the back garden. But you do, you get off of it. And I'm due a baby in 3 weeks' time. And one of the goats is up there at the minute, Maggie May, she's pregnant as well. And I'm getting so much of a slagging, you know, everybody saying, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if you're up there on that mountain and you have a baby, you know, getting in tune with the animals. And I'm terrified going up there now. I'm like, oh, James, I'll let that happen.
As long as you don't leave you up there for 3 months, you're all right.
Exactly, yeah, I should be fine now. She's out, she knows what she's doing.
Okay, remind us about the competition that's going to be announced for local school children again, for the names.
Yeah. What we're going to do is the three local schools that are on the peninsula, which is the Borough School, Wirra, and St. Fintan's National School, are going to be asked to come up with a name for these two twin girls that are up there. They're about 2 months old at the minute, maybe. They're probably about 10 weeks old at this stage. So literally just, we had a colouring competition last year, which was great. But this year what we're just doing is everybody put a name on a piece of paper and we're going to just draw out a couple of names and then we're going to wheedle it down. Do you know what I mean? We're going to, there's a couple of us who are in charge of choosing the winning names. So yeah, that's going to happen at the very start of next week, because the schools are finished up in 2 weeks' time.
And since we're talking about new arrivals, have you got your name chosen yet for yours?
I can't say that on air.
Okay.
Well, we don't know if it's a boy or a girl yet. So.
Okay. I'm just wondering,
yeah,
would you be able to...
We have a couple of ideas.
No, I was just...
We have two other kids who are almost 5 and 3, and some of the names they are coming out with are just hilarious.
I'd say so. No, I was just thinking that with all the names that the kids are going to put forward, that you might be looking to them and say, oh, that's a nice name.
So Yeah, could be picking out the names and get some great ideas.
Did you know that you were supposed to be a goat and all this? I could have some fun with that years ago or years to come. Anyway, listen, it's a great, great innovative idea, as I said, Deborah, and it's really, really great. And I'm sure you're going to get plenty of people involved. I'm just thinking of a beautiful young lady on a visit here, a work experience from New York, and her name is Felicia. So maybe we could name one of the goats after her.
Felicia, that's a beautiful name.
Yeah,
can I just say something? No,
yeah, of course.
Yeah. Just two things. Well, first of all, we're asking people, both, you know, local people in Hoth and the Greater Dublin area and people all over, to really engage with the project in terms of on the website, on the Facebook and on Twitter. I'm not great now on Twitter, but anyway, we're trying out this. This is the first time we've tried out Twitter. So, you know, to just keep in touch and engage with all of that. And the second thing is to, we just recently put up signs around our enclosure, so please don't feed the goats. People are going up with all sorts of mad stuff like sweets and bread and apples, and we're really encouraging people not to feed them, other than if they really want to feed them, because it can be quite enjoyable. As you're walking along, you'll see loads of birch trees or birch seedlings just near the enclosure. So if you bring a secateurs with you and you can cut off a bit of that, and then you're doubling up because you're getting rid of the birch, which is what we want to do anyway, and you're feeding it to the goats, and it's a natural native thing for them to eat.
Yeah, because if they feed them themselves,
make their tummies kind of sick.
It's the feeding the purpose of people bringing their own food, really, isn't it?
Yeah, and I know people are doing it out of, you know, the best will in the world, but just we're really, really asking people to try and just work with us on that one. And aside from anything else, the experiment has a scientific basis to it, and we're doing fecal analysis of the goat manure, I guess, and that's going to Trinity College in Dublin, because at Trinity are trying to assess exactly the proportion of the plants that they are eating, so they can then roll that out kind of nationwide in terms of stocking densities and stuff like that in the future.
So there's loads of things going on in relation to this, isn't there, in this experiment?
Yeah, there really is, but you don't want them now sitting in Trinity going, well, this goat is getting bread now from somewhere. You know, that way.
Yeah. Listen, Deborah, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Anything else you want to get out there to our listeners before we go?
No, just as I say, just really come up and see them. They're beautiful. Find the animals and have to crack with them. And if you can, just keep in touch with us on our website or our Facebook page and enjoy them.
Okay, I'll give all them out in the course of the programme as well. Deborah, always a pleasure
talking to
you. And I'll probably be talking to you next year as well, because this looks like it's going to be an ongoing project and it'll probably stretch out longer as time goes on.
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully. We get the support.
Okay, good luck for the future. Thank you very much,
Thanks
Deborah.
Very much,
Thank you.
Noel.